could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 28 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch our limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very happy to welcome Johnny Vanderlip. Johnny, are you there?
I am. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous in this very, very hot and windy place in Southern California today. Very, very dry here. Okay, I would like, Johnny, if it's okay with you, to give our listeners a little background on you. First of all, Johnny's topic today is called The Power of Listening. And that is a very powerful topic. So I am very excited to hear what you have to say. But Johnny Vanderlip is the creator of Total Wellness Audio and is also an award-winning songwriter and musician who spent over two decades performing throughout the United States and Canada. He entered the field of wellness after quitting a two-pack-per-day cigarette habit. With the help of acupuncture, good nutrition, exercise, and a positive outlook, Johnny found a doorway to a new way of being. This positive lifestyle led to a certification by the American Lung Association to teach smoking programs in numerous hospitals in Southern California. Johnny was then recruited to facilitate a wide variety of employee assistance programs, as well as becoming a corporate consultant for the American Lung Association of Los Angeles County. Johnny also has done voiceover, narration, and has facilitated programs for Wells Fargo, B of A, Ford Aerospace, May Company, Sony Corporation, Alcoa. Should I keep going, Johnny? My gosh.
I think that's good.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Today, Johnny uses his musical talents, his soothing yet powerful voice, and his love of nature to help people improve the quality of their lives one day at a time. So with that kind of background, I would love to hear what is the difference and how did you get started with Total Wellness Audio?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me here today, Dr. Iris. It's great. I really appreciate this. And Total Wellness Audio, it was sort of something that I stumbled into. Like you mentioned, I've been doing music and narration for many years, and I was actually approached by a clinical psychologist back in the early 21st century, and what he wanted something that he could use for his corporate clients during the day that would enable them to both re-energize and relax without spending a good deal of time doing that. And so I spent the next year researching and creating my first project, which is called Total Body Breathing. And it's a 15-minute process. And what it enables people to do is exactly that, to be able to, at any point during their day, to take just 15 minutes to re-energize and relax and refocus so that the time that they spend is really optimized.
Now, Johnny, is this a this 15-minute program, is this something that employees can do on the job at work?
It is. In fact, you know, a lot of companies, what they do is they different employees take breaks at different times. Now, I know that some companies, there are still people out there that smoke. So sometimes I'll drive by a large organization and I'll see employees out there in the parking lot doing their smoking breaks. And the thing about these exercises is that once you learn how to do them, you can do them not just – it doesn't take 15 minutes. It takes more like a matter of a minute, 2 minutes. And you asked me what the difference was with my particular programs. You know, there are an awful lot of programs out there. You can go into an awful lot of new age stores and what have you, and you can go into the music section and you hear these different relaxation programs.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're hearing mostly, if you listen, it's a lot of computer-generated synthesizers, that kind of thing. And I've decided that I wanted to really approach it from a different standpoint. And I've been blessed to have an awful lot of world-class musicians that I know, friends of mine who I use in my music as well as my Total Wellness audio programs. And my philosophy is really to surround myself with people better than me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I actually the process is something that's really never been done before. And it really results in a more profound and intuitive connection between you, the listener, the performer, and me, the narrator. And the way the process works is I meet with the musician and we're in a recording studio. The lights are down very low and they are spontaneous recordings. And these recordings, basically what I do is I begin by doing a breathing exercise. And then what I do is I go into different forms of meditation and guided imagery. And as I do that, what happens is that the musician or musicians begin to respond to what I'm saying. So they have no idea what they're going to be playing when they walk in the door of the studio. They just basically begin to play, and essentially it's a performance of the two of us. And after the performances are complete, what I then do is I return to the studio. I listen to my narration and I re-record it, but I re-record it in the time and in the key of the music that they played. And what that does is it creates a whole new level, a different depth where the listener intuitively hears it, but not only hears it, but that they get it on a cellular level.
Wow. So in other words, you are actually making it so specific for what you want to achieve through your music and your voice.
Absolutely.
That is phenomenal. I have never heard of that before. And I do music as well. So I've never heard of that before. Okay. So what examples, you mentioned corporate, what specific corporations use your programs? Is there a specific niche?
I don't think that there's a specific niche per se, and there are people, there are CEOs of different corporations that that utilize it as well as employees. But I wouldn't say that there's a specific niche. Really, in terms of some of the kinds of people that use it, there are people, like for instance, there's a nurse here in one of the local hospitals. Her name is Laura Reinhardt, and she is a pediatric ICU nurse. Mm-hmm. And so she uses it for her job because her job is extraordinarily stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Patel, who is a gastroenterologist, they use some of my music while they're doing their different procedures.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that people, one of the benefits that, like, for instance, I don't know about you, but I've never been a big fan of going to the dentist. Mm-hmm. I just don't like sitting in the dentist chair.
Is there anybody that likes going to the dentist? I don't think so.
Well, good point. Good point. But so one of the things that, people do is they can listen to it in advance of a dental procedure, but they can also listen to it during the procedure. And I listen to it myself, I will tell you, and it makes a world of difference in terms of my experience. And it also seems to shorten the length of time that I feel that I'm actually in that chair. Mm-hmm. But Larry Silverberg, who is the creator of The Art of True Acting, one of the things that he told me is that it really puts the actors and actresses in just the right place for their auditions and their performances. People, veterans with PTSD use it. People who are preparing to testify in a trial or for a deposition use it. People that have anger issues, things along those lines. In fact, do you know Dr. Karen Rabin?
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Rabin has been, she's basically really incorporated my programs into her practice, and she has all of her her clients use this. She gives this to all her clients, and what it enables them to do is to she assists them in terms of working with panic attacks, anxiety disorder, PTSD, anger, what have you, and she actually has them practice it to the point where they've integrated it such that, for instance, somebody that does have anger issues, if they are starting to feel annoyed, rather than blowing their top, so to speak, what they can do is they can become aware that they're starting to feel those feelings, and what it enables them to do is to shift so that they don't go there, so that they maintain a grounded, relaxed focus instead.
That is phenomenal. I recall, Johnny, when my daughter many years ago had surgery, and we requested that we gave the doctors certain types of music, and we asked if it was okay to play in the room where they were doing her surgery. Is this something, that your music, could that work in that kind of arena?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's
really effective for that. In fact, that's one of the things that Laura, the ICU nurse that I was telling you about, mm-hmm. that's what she's found, is that it enables her to do a better job. It enables her to be there for her patients more in a more relaxed fashion, and to be there, to be more mindful and more present for them.
Now, let's say for the typical person who has stress, your daily life, the ups and downs, et cetera, is there a specific time of day or certain times of the week that you recommend that someone should listen to the CDs?
Well, first of all, these processes, what they do is they impact your body and your mind such that there's a change in your chemistry. And but in order for that to take effect, it's like anything else. Any techniques need to be practiced. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is something that's going to take an inordinate amount of time for your listeners to have to sit down and go through this lengthy hour-long process or hours long or what have you and write things down or take notes. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm basically saying is, if you are willing to give yourself the time, say 15 minutes per day, for 30 days, just to sit down and in an environment that you give yourself, where it's uninterrupted, where employers, employees, children, spouses, whatever it happens to be, where they know that this time that you have set aside, you have made a commitment to yourself to set aside this time for you. And if you do that, essentially you just basically you find a comfortable position and you close your eyes and listen. So that's really what the practice consists of.
That's fabulous.
Is just fabulous. Listening. And you know, if you think about it, you know, we talked about the power of listening. Whether it's relationships, think about some of the stressful times that you have in relationships. Oftentimes it's because there's miscommunication. Mm-hmm. I know I've been guilty of that. I've been having a conversation with my wife, and all of a sudden she'll say, "Well, that's not what I said."
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I didn't hear her. Why? Because I had all this internal dialogue going on in my head. And what I was preparing to do was, or what I was doing was preparing to really react rather than respond to her, as opposed to just actually listening. And mm-hmm. so what happens is that lack of listening, it creates problems in personal relationships. If you look around the world, look at the problems that it creates worldwide, globally. And oftentimes it's because there's a lack of understanding that's due to a lack of listening. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We need to take a very quick break, and we will resume in just under a minute.
Okay.
Taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Welcome back to Attitude Adjustment. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I am here today with Johnny Vanderlip, and we are having the most amazing conversation. And Johnny, as you know, my show is called Attitude Adjustment. So I would just love for you to share two things in your professional opinion from what you've been saying that would shift people's attitude.
Absolutely. And they really both get back to listening. So the first thing is that our bodies are sending us messages all the time. But oftentimes, we don't listen to them. We ignore them. Our body is telling us at some point, you know, you need to maybe not go to that party tonight. Maybe what you need to do is you need to just check out and spend some time with yourself. But what we tend to do in this culture is we tend to ignore those impulses that our body sends to us. And whenever we ignore it, what happens is our body tends to knock a little louder. And if that doesn't get our attention, then it'll start to shake us by the shoulders. And eventually what it does is it brings on a cold or mm-hmm. something along those lines. Why? Because we haven't listened to our body. So part of what this process entails is actually being able to tune in and to listen to our body. And also, though, in a communication, it's two-way. So part of it is listening to our body, but the process also enables us to guide our body, and our body will listen to us. And when we do that, what happens is that there's complete communication both ways. And that opens us up intuitively, but it also really helps us in terms of the quality of our life.
Now, Johnny, if our listeners are interested in getting your CDs, getting more information about you, how can they find you?
All they have to do is go to www.totalwellnessaudio.com.
Okay. And do you have your – I know you said you have two CDs that are available.
Currently, we have two programs. The first one is called Total Body Breathing. What that consists of is the – side one consists of the initial 15-minute process where I actually guide the listener – to begin to learn and master the total body breathing. That's side one. Side two is the same music that was on side one, only there's no narration. So what that enables the listener to do is to be able to, like for instance, let's say they've listened to it to the point where they really understand the techniques and all they want to do is be able to listen to the music, which ends up triggering those techniques for them. And the second one that we have is called Total Relaxation. Now, Total Relaxation is several different types of exercise because what they've found is that different techniques work for different people. And there may be, like for instance, let's say there's a guided – one of the things I have is called Inner Space, and that guides you to different spaces within. And some people may not like that, but what they may like is the progressive relaxation technique that I have on there. And there are also different lengths. Some of them are 5 minutes. Some of them are longer. So that basically provides a really broad spectrum of techniques. Now, I will also tell you that I'm in the process of creating Total Relaxation Volume 2, and I'm really excited about this latest project that I'm working on, which is called Total Performance. And it's designed for athletes, people in particular sports, who really want to optimize the really optimize their performance of their body to enhance the efficiency of their body, as well as their overall endurance and their strength and the focus as well.
That is great because there are so many people that could definitely use that. It's always that mind body, especially when you're competing.
Absolutely.
This would be fabulous. Now, changing things a little bit, I'm sure that a lot of our listeners may be having trouble sleeping, falling asleep, getting to sleep, staying asleep. What can your wellness programs do to help that?
You know, that's really an interesting question. Back in 2008, I had a life-threatening, a near-death experience. And I found myself in the hospital in an emergency room here in Florida. And they thought that I had pneumonia, and it turned out that I had multiple pulmonary embolisms. So they put me in the hospital, in the ICU, and I was in the hospital for almost a week. And at that time, I met the doctor who was the head of the emergency department, but he also was the head of the local sleep clinic. And I gave him one of my CDs to listen to. And I spoke with him 3 weeks later, and I asked him what he thought of it. And he said, you know, he said, I like it. He said, but – and when he said but, I thought, oh, no, I didn't do it right. Mm. So I was waiting for some sort of criticism from him. But what he went on to say was, I really like it, but I found that the first three times I listened to it, I didn't get to the end because I was already asleep. So – it really works for people that have difficulty sleeping big time. That's one of the biggest things that people use it for. And there are people who use it. There's a woman locally who has a gourmet organic coffee place, and she uses it, and she has five kids. She uses it, and she sits in the bathtub at night and just listens to it to give time for herself. There's a woman who is a local who manages a local dental clinic. She uses it to be able to deal with all the stress going on in the clinic. So people use it for all kinds of different things. It's really versatile because it's really about it's not necessarily pertaining to specific kinds of people in specific kinds of situations, because the one thing that we all have in common is we all are humans and we all have bodies and we all have psyches. And that's what this is about, is integrating that and really learning to tap into, like I said, what our body's telling us.
Now, we only have 5 minutes left to the show, but I'm just wondering if you can possibly, in under a minute, give our listeners an example of a process that is maybe on your CD, on your programs, that you can share with us. Is that possible?
Well,
I know it's difficult.
I tell you what I can do is I can give you an example really quickly of how powerful the voice is. And really paying attention to that. So imagine, if you will, that in front, close your eyes and sit comfortably. And imagine, if you will, that in front of you, there's a table, and on the table is a plate, and there is one half of a big, ripe, juicy lemon sitting on that plate. And you can see the light shimmering on the peel, and you can see a little bit of lemon, a few lemon juice drops around it. Now, if you imagine, you reach down and you pick up that half a lemon and you bring it up and you smell it. And you smell that tart, fresh, tangy, just that wonderful lemony smell. And now what you do is you open your mouth and you take a big, juicy bite of that lemon. And you feel that lemon juice in between your cheeks and your teeth and under your tongue and all over inside of your mouth. And you can feel, notice how you're feeling the saliva as it just begins to just collect in your mouth. So did you experience anything like that at all?
Absolutely.
Now, was there an actual lemon there in front of you?
Nope.
No. What was there? There was basically all you were doing was you were listening and your body was responding. And that's what it's about. That's the real power of listening to our body and also communicating with our body. It makes a world of difference in the quality of our lives.
Now, many of our listeners also, Johnny, have an awful lot of anxiety and an awful lot of stress. And I know you've been addressing that. Can somebody gain enough movement in reducing stress and anxiety through, maybe if they don't have a lot of time, just sitting for, let's say, 5 minutes a day and listening to your program?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the techniques that's on the CD is under 5 minutes. And the other one, I think, is closer to 6 or 7 minutes. So, because the truth is that in modern society, we don't, even though they talked about years ago about how life was going to get simpler and we were going to have more time, that's just not the case. So, absolutely, there are short techniques. And the good news is that as you take the time to learn this process, you'll find that you'll be able to tap into it in a matter of seconds.
Wow, that's great. Johnny, we are going to be closing the show in just a little bit, and I would love for you to briefly give our listeners one last tidbit of anything you'd like to share.
Absolutely. I think the greatest thing is to begin to make a daily commitment to honor yourself and honor your life in some way. And the truth is, if you ask most people, what is your most prized possession? They'll tell you, oh, my house, or my second home, or my boat, or whatever it happens to be. But the truth is, if you really think about it, what is your most prized possession? It's your body.
And for me, it's my wonderful family.
Absolutely.
Yes, it has been such a treat to have you on our show today. If you would like to contact Johnny Vanderlip, you can contact him by going to www.totalwellnessaudio.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, May 27th, with Kimberly Schramm, owner of Like a Boomerang. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com. And my website is www.driris.com. And your thought for today is, if there is a faith that can move mountains, it is the faith in one's own power. And this is by Marie von Ebner Eschenbach. Have a beautiful day.
I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I'd